It's Wednesday, March 1st, 2017 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump shared his inspiring vision for the renewal of the American spirit last night in an address to a joint session of Congress.
Imagine the wonders our country could know in America's 250th year. Think of the marvels we can achieve if we simply set free the dreams of our people. Cures to the illnesses that have always plagued us are not too much to hope. American footprints on distant worlds are not too big a dream. Millions lifted from welfare to work is not too much to expect. And streets where mothers are safe from fear, schools where children learn in peace, and jobs where Americans prosper and grow are not too much to ask. We will have made America greater than ever before. For all Americans, this is our vision. This is our mission. But we can only get there together. We are one people with one destiny. We all bleed the same blood. We all salute the same great American flag. And we all are made by the same God.
President Trump also sat down in the White House this week with the Fox and Friends morning crew, and he reflected on how he's cutting unnecessary positions in government in a segment which aired yesterday morning.
When I see a story about Donald Trump didn't fill hundreds and hundreds of jobs, it's because in many cases we don't want to fill those jobs.
You have 600 open jobs, though, that you can appoint. What's going on?
Well, a lot of those jobs I don't want to appoint because they're unnecessary to have. You know, we have so many people in government. I say, what do all these people do? We're running a very good, efficient government.
The Obama administration argued that normal relations with Cuba would lead to improved conditions for Cubans. But things have not gotten better for homeschoolers, reports the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. Cuban pastor Ramon Regal and his wife Adia were arrested on February 21st for homeschooling their children, charged with, quote, acting contrary to the normal development of a minor, unquote. Both are scheduled to stand trial. Deuteronomy 6:6-7 says, "These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up." The Army of Guatemala has expelled the Dutch abortion ship, which was offering Guatemalan pregnant women drug-induced abortions at sea, reports Christian News. Evangelist Franklin Graham is not happy with Barbara Bush, the daughter of President George W. Bush, in light of her decision to raise money as a keynote speaker for Planned Parenthood, which kills 300,000 babies per year. In fact, Graham boldly declared that raising money for Planned Parenthood is like, quote, raising money to fund a Nazi death camp, unquote. Iceland will be known for two things now, plenty of ice, and since 2008, according to the advocacy group Down Pride, every Icelandic unborn child who was prenatally diagnosed with Down syndrome has been aborted. Some Canadian doctors have found their conscience after dozens of the men in white coats had already signed up to provide lethal injections in keeping with Canada's medical aid and dying law passed in June. 24 doctors have now changed their minds and have asked to be taken off the list, reports World Magazine. Perhaps they can sleep better at night. England Prime Minister Theresa May vowed yesterday to stand up for persecuted Christians in an address to church leaders on Downing Street. The devout Anglican and pastor's daughter said the UK should be proud of its Christian heritage and said it was vital that people were able to talk freely about their faith. Proverbs 31:8 says, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute." When Family Christian Stores announced that they were closing all 240 stores, The World View talked with Jim Fletcher, author of Truth Wins, who has worked in the book publishing industry for 15 years. He recognized the fierce competition online.
There's no question that Amazon and others have taken a lot of the business. The future of Christian stores and brick and mortar, I think, is pretty dismal.
But he's also convinced that too much of what was sold at Family Christian Stores lacked substance.
Can only give people fluff so long before they go elsewhere. There's no vetting process within these systems so that a buyer simply buys what is hot at the moment.
In addition, Fletcher noted that Family Christian Stores sold books which are in clear theological error.
One of the problems with the Jesus Calling, you know, you've got allegedly these conversations with Jesus, and yet there are instances in the book where he says something that contradicts Scripture. You know, in the shack really is kind of the same thing. The concepts of God and the Trinity are not what you would find in Scripture.
And Family Christian carried the Joel Osteen feel-good Tony Robbins-style books.
I think Joel Osteen is an example of an author that's problematic. The biggest problem with an Osteen-type book is it's devoid of the actual gospel itself. Is it that the public is demanding fluff in non-substantive works, or is it that authors and publishers are giving them that? I think the answer is both. One feeds off the other. The real problem is this dumbs down people biblically. I mean, biblical illiteracy in this country is rampant, and Christian publishing is only making that problem worse. The point is the bulk of what Christian publishing produces today, a lot of it is in direct opposition, really, to the Bible itself.
Finally, Fletcher told The Worldview that he was saddened by the decision of Family Christian Stores to open on the Lord's Day.
Family Christian Stores' decision to stay open on Sundays is really driven, I think, by greed. I mean, you contrast this with somebody like Chick-fil-A, who doesn't open on Sunday and their business just takes off. Family Christian Stores has now gone bankrupt. So I think that it's the classic God or mammon scenario.
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, March 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Finding it tough to spend quality time with your son? Come to the Father-Son Retreat this summer, Thursday, August 31st through Sunday, September 3rd, and experience the blessing of 4 days of solid teaching and mountain activities at one of America's most beautiful and exciting mountain lodges near Winter Park, Colorado. Register at coloradofatherson.com. That's coloradofatherson.com.